Happy Friday. Happy Friday. I hope this is a Friday that you find yourself in a place where you're grateful for being alive and just happy to be in this world and live another day. My name is Stephanie and I am the host of the Remix Movement podcast. Today is Friday. So this is episode 243 and it is Friday Prayer Wave 49.0. All right. For those of you who are new, every Friday we take the time to pray. We take the time to pray because one, it's important. It's the way that we connect to our Lord and we speak to him and communicate with him. And two, because we believe what the Bible says. And the Bible says in Matthew chapter 18, verse 20, that where two or three are gathered together as my followers, I am there among them. So Jesus said that I am one plus you. That's two. That's all we need. God is here. If we give him the space, we give him this time, a couple of minutes right now, to just pray for things that may be personal, maybe going on in this world, maybe pray for you, and you meditate and intercede while we're praying, then I believe that God is going to answer your prayers. He's going to listen. He's going to allow you to experience his Holy Spirit, his presence, and I believe it's going to help you grow deeper in your relationship with God, all right? So let's go ahead. Oh, wait, I normally have music. Let me see if I have the music here. I normally have music. Let's see. Here it is. Is it here? There it is. I don't know. Normally, I like to just put music in the background. It kind of helps it out. All right. So wherever you are right now, whether you're driving, you're in the car, wherever you're at, take this time to give it to God, right? To let him know, God, I am here. I want to be exposed to your presence. I want to be in the calmness of your peace. And God, I want this time to be special and I want this time to mean something in my life, to change the direction of where I'm going and to transform my heart, right? To transform the way that I do my life, all right? So God, we thank you so much for this Friday. It is the 20th of January and we are blessed, God, to be here for another day. You have allowed us for a reason to have air in our lungs and to wake up and to see and to walk and to breathe. And God, thank you so much because you allowed us another day to live. That means that we still have time to complete our purpose. We still have time to follow your will. And God, right now, wherever we're at, we ask that you overtake our atmosphere and that you allow your Holy Spirit to move and to speak to us, God, that we may talk to you, but that you may also speak to us and that we may be able to hear what you have to say, God. God, we pray that you take care of us if we're driving, protect us if we are at home or we are at the gym or we are doing something and we have this podcast in our ears, Lord, allow us to remain alert to our surroundings and not be distracted, but still be in the presence of you, God. God, we thank you so much for giving us this day. We thank you so much for giving us life. We thank you so much for putting us where we're at right now, Lord. We thank you for the calling on our lives. Some of us know what that calling is and we're pushing through. Some of us don't know yet what that calling is. So God, we're going to ask you that if we don't know what our calling is, that you reveal it to us in the next couple days. And that way we may walk purpose-driven, Lord. God, we may not have all the answers to our situations, but we believe James 1:5, where it says, if we need wisdom, all we need to do is ask our generous God and he will give it to us because he will not rebuke us for asking. God, every time we ask, Lord, we want to be able to receive. Anytime we knock, Lord, we want that door to be open, Lord. So God, we ask, Lord, that we ask and we keep working and that you keep doing something in our lives, Lord. God, we thank you so much because you are purifying us and you are removing the things that are contaminating our hearts, removing things that may be distracting us. Maybe there's people in our lives that they're distracting us and they're not letting us become holy. They're not letting us set ourselves separate from the world, but yet they are allowing us to feel tempted, to feel like we are inadequate, to feel like I have to be like them because I can't do it if I do something different, Lord. God, right now we pray for those distractions to be gone, for those people to be gone, for those words that try to tear us down, that we may be able to boldly say that I am a child of God and that I am here, and God wants me to do something that goes against what the world is saying. God wants me to be holy. He doesn't want me to be a part of this. He wants me to be separate. He wants me to be able to shine in the middle of the darkness. He wants me to be the salt of the earth, God. God, we thank you because being different is not a bad thing. Being different is a unique attribute. It is how you intended us to be. Even though we are in these bodies temporarily on this earth for X amount of years, we know and we believe that when our time comes, you are going to take us back to heaven, where we're going to be able to see you and see the Father and see the Son, God. But God, until then, we are called to be set apart and to be different, Lord. So God, I pray, Lord, that those people that may be in relationships that are not meant for them, Lord, that you remove them, God, and that it may not be something where we feel like we're missing out, but it may be something where we may rejoice and we may say, you know what? This was meant to happen. Let me just walk through the way that God is calling me to walk through. If they are set apart, then that means that they're not meant to be for me, God. God, I thank you so much for prospering us, for helping us with our finances, Lord. Some of us are trying to get through it all. Some of us are struggling. I mean, we are moving things from our savings to our checkings, and we are looking for things that were meant to be paid for other stuff, and then all of a sudden we get another bill, and then it's tough. But God, no, I pray that whenever we get another bill that we don't expect, instead of us feeling like we are overwhelmed, God, allow us to say, it's okay. God is going to take care of me. It's okay I get another bill. God is going to take care of me. It's okay if I don't have grocery money. God is going to make a way. God is going to supply my needs. God is going to put someone who's going to help me out. God is going to supply something. God is going to surprise me. God is going to do it. God, I thank you because this year, as we're going into these 21 days of prayer and fasting, today is day 12 for people who are doing this with the Remix Movement podcast. And I can tell you, it has not been easy. And God, even when I am distracted and I am tempted to say, you know what? Let me go to this fast food restaurant. Let me get something to eat because I didn't have time. Or let me just take some time to do this and that. When I try to do that, my body and my mind and my spirit says, not today. You've come too far until day 12 for you to be able to say, no, that's it. You only have a few more days left. God, I thank you so much because you are showing up for people that have been fasting and praying and have been seeking your face. You are putting them in places where they never expected, and you are rising them from the bottom up, God, and they're creating a wonderful work ethic. They're creating new habits. They're creating new lifestyles. They're creating spiritual habits that are making them stronger Christians, that are making them wiser, that are allowing them to be able to reach potentials that they never even thought, God. God, I thank you so much for those praying mothers and fathers, those that maybe they don't get a chance to talk to their son or daughters as much, or maybe they lost contact with them. But God, I thank you because they are continuously praying for their children. They're continuously faithful and hoping that they're going to be able to witness Jesus Christ and to understand that what they're doing is wrong, to turn around and to seek you, God. God, I thank you because there are sons and daughters out there that are living because of those faithful prayers that their parents are doing for them. And the same goes with the grandparents. There are so many prayers out there that our grandparents are doing for us, and that it is by the mercy and the grace of God that some of us as sons and daughters are still alive, are still in our careers, are still married, are still moving forward, are still under, they have a shelter, they have a home. God, I thank you so much for those prayer warriors, Lord. I thank you so much, God, for those people that are praying for a miracle. Some of them are praying for a miracle. Maybe it's cancer. Maybe there's a diagnosis that they didn't know about. Maybe it's that they're lost and they can't find out who they are, God. But I thank you, Lord, because you are making a way for them to open their eyes and see through faith that there is healing available to them, that there is identity available to them, that there is more available to them. God, I thank you so much because what is ahead of them is so much bigger than maybe some past mistakes they've made or past things that they've done, past behaviors, past relationships. God, I thank you because yes, the past was a way for us to learn, but the future is what allows us to have hope and have faith, God. And we are continuously leaving ourselves with our eyes on the prize, and the prize is you, Jesus Christ. Jesus, we want our eyes to be on you every day, from the moment we wake up to the moment we lay our heads down on the pillow, God. And God, we ask that you give us the hunger and the thirst to continuously seek your face, to continuously open our Bible, to continuously find the revelations that are coming in between the words of the scripture, to continuously pray and feel the comfort that we need as we're praying, God, to be able to give and give abundantly, God, to be able to spend quality time with people and sow into their lives the things that are going to encourage them, inspire them, and motivate them, Lord. God, I thank you so much for the Remix Movement podcast and for the team that we have here, Lord. We may be small, but we are mighty, God, and we are purpose-driven. And we know, God, that the person listening on the other side of this podcast is somebody that is in need of word, somebody that is looking for encouragement, somebody that maybe they lost hope, maybe they lost faith, maybe they were even thinking about taking their lives away. But because they heard the Remix Movement podcast, whether it's a regular episode for Remix Your Life, or it's a Friday prayer wave, or it's a remix interview, God, whatever different type of episode they're listening to, I pray that you guide them and that the words carry the Holy Spirit into their lives so that they can be able to correct themselves and move forward with the grace of God. God, I thank you so much because you are about to surprise some people. Some people out there, they are not going to expect to be given a child. They're not going to be expecting a brand new car. They're not going to be expecting their medical bills paid. They're not going to be expecting to see their children that they haven't seen in a long time walking through the doors and ask for forgiveness. They're not going to be expecting restored relationships that have been scarred for so many years. They're not going to be expecting a healing on their body or a healing in their hearts, God. But because they are seeking your face, God, and because you are mighty, when you bring these things to them, they are just going to be full of joy. They're going to be full of excitement. They're going to be full of peace. They're going to be so excited to share the testimony and let people know who Jesus Christ is so that the kingdom of God can continue to grow, Lord. God, please allow us to continuously be bold, God. Please allow us to speak about you every day, to not be ashamed to say Jesus Christ, to not feel like I have to lower my gospel music because it's too loud in the car. No, there are people in this world that are so excited to share their secular music that talks about sex, that talks about drug, that talks about the hypes of life, right? But we as believers, we need to be louder than the world. And we should not be ashamed to be bumping praise and music, to be bumping praise and worship music in our cars. We should not be ashamed to go into a coffee shop and leave a little note that says God loves you. Or to even go to a Panera and say, hey, I want to pay for the person behind me or the person in front of me. God, I pray, Lord, that we respond in the way that you would respond. That we care for others in the way that you cared. That we walk in the way that you walked, God. And that we don't stop, Lord. And that we keep moving forward. And that we grow in our relationship, God. Allow us to grow, Lord. If we are baby Christians, allow us to grow. If we are Christians that may have been lost, we took some time, we didn't think that it was true, that it could happen, we didn't believe that God, you are real, we had doubt for a moment, God, regardless of whatever the situation was, we can still be able to say, God, no, from this moment on, I choose you before I choose the world, I choose you before I choose my family and friends, I choose you first. God, the Bible says that if we put you first, everything else will come into place. So if we understand that and we believe that, God, I know that mountains will move. I know that people will cry out because they may be stressed. But the moment they hear a word of God, whether it comes through the voice of a friend or it comes through a preaching or it comes through a podcast or it comes through a Sunday service or it comes through a praise and worship song, regardless of how it is packaged, as long as it has God in it, it is going to move hearts. God, I thank you so much because you are drawing us nearer to you. You are making us better mothers, better fathers, better wives, better husbands, better sisters, better brothers, better nieces and nephews, God. God, we thank you because you are magnificent. You created this world so beautifully, and you gave us the ability to freely share the gospel of Jesus Christ. Because there are other countries where if they say the name of Jesus Christ, they are persecuted by being murdered, by being hung, by being just stoned. But God, we live in this country, in the United States of America, where we are freely able to share, and we should use that right to share, to shine the light of Jesus Christ, Lord. Use us as a vessel, Lord. Allow us to have oil always inside of our hearts, Lord. Anointing inside of our words. Allow us to carry the fact that we are children of God. We are children of the Most High. We are children of royalty, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And God, don't ever, ever, ever allow us to forget the sacrifice that you did for us. That you gave your only son to die on the cross for us. That we valued so much to you. That you are willing to put your only son to die for us. And not just to die, but to rise again. And to prove to the enemy that he is under our feet. That he is defeated. That God allowed his son to rise from the dead. And to prove that he has the power of life and death, God. To prove that he is our savior. To prove that he is amazing. I thank you so much for this weekend. For wherever we may be. Whether it's a game. Whether it's a park. Whether it's a baby shower. A bridal shower. Wherever we may be going. Maybe some of us are staying home. But God, no matter where we are this weekend. Allow us to remember always that we are loved. That we are beautiful, and that we are here for a purpose. Protect us everywhere that we go, God, and allow us to continue in this spirit as we move forward in this weekend, Lord. And we ask all this in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you so much for tuning in. I will talk to you guys again next week, but in the meantime, have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you for listening to the Remix Movement Podcast. If you found this episode encouraging and uplifting, the best thing you can do today is share it with others. Stay connected with me on social media to get more new podcast episode alerts, verses of the day, and much more. Follow me on Instagram at StephanieA321. And don't forget to subscribe to the Remix Movement YouTube channel, where you can have access to all of our previous podcast videos. Thank you, and God bless.